This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lou Grassi. Lou is not only the CEO of Grassi & Company, one of the 100 largest accounting firms in America, but also the founder. So, Lou, this is a very crowded space. How do you really differentiate yourself?
Well, our approach is different. And I guess if you speak to everyone, they tell you the same thing. I guess we, as an organization, practice what we preach a lot more than most. And the way we do that is we have an aligned culture at Grassi & Company. And our aligned culture pretty much says anyone can do someone's taxes. Not everyone can save them a lot of money. Everyone could do their financial statements, but not everyone gets the same respect when their name is affiliated with that company. And most people talk about helping people do consulting. It's ingrained in our culture, and you have to do it to every client that's in our firm. You can't get away with not doing it, because each quarter you're out to see our clients. Our partners out to see their clients, and we're talking about the proverbial stuff that keeps them up at night. But that's the type of stuff that we talk about, and we all talk about the stuff that should be keeping them up at night, and it's not. And that's decision making that needs to be made within an organization that people are not making, because they're too busy doing what they have to do on a day-to-day basis. They can't think about the long-term things.
Do you have any unique practices or philosophies that you use to build this type of a culture?
One of the things that I think I do that's unique is every 2 weeks, Lou Grassi takes 10 people out to breakfast. And we talk about what's really on their minds. And the breakfast is poised is, I'm the CEO. And I want to let you know one thing. I don't have all the great ideas. But you have a lot of great ideas that you need to give to me. And I need you to help me do my job better. So if you're in my position, give me some ideas that you think will help me do my job better. And I can make this place better for all of us. And that's the premise of the breakfast. And each year, I do this, you know, every 2 weeks. I don't do it when we're real busy in February and March. But one of my buddies tells me, he said, you know, they have a show. You've been doing it for years, but have the show Undercover Boss, which I've not seen. But he tells me where a CEO goes mm-hmm. around and makes believe he's just one of the workers. You're the overcome because you let people know what's going on, what you're going to do. So bring your ideas to breakfast. You know, help me do my job better.
So give me an example.
You need to be the humble CEO.
What's an example of an idea that emerged from one of those breakfasts? When you were with everyone, you had 10 people around, you're doing this regularly, and then some idea comes out from there, maybe on how to deal with a client or strategy, growth strategy.
We had taken over an office, and like any time you do an acquisition, you need to You need to build the bridge, and then you need to bridge the two cultures. You can't go into an organization and basically say day one, flip on a light switch and say, okay, you're going
to
adopt our culture.
And to your word, alignment.
Yes. So you need to let them know what's going to be, because it's all about preparing. So when, you know, we all hear, you know, so-and-so in this organization, they don't communicate well enough. Well, you know, it's very difficult to be perfect 100% of the time in communication, because no one human being and no one organization can do everything right. We all understand that that's a given. We all try to have to be the best that we can be at all times. But you have to know that a certain percentage of time, you're not going to do everything perfect. So I was sitting down to breakfast, and one of the things you need to be as a CEO is you need to be honest. And if things maybe are not working, and I said at breakfast, the cultural integration is not working as well as it can in this organization, and we're a little behind where we should be. And you know, you always want to keep things positive, but you have to keep them realistic. Because you can't tell someone something's great when it's not. But you can tell them, this is what I think we need to do, and we're going to do it. And one of the employees said, I'd like to meet with you after the breakfast, because I think I have a few ideas for you that will make this happen a lot quicker. And I said, that's great. But I'm an open guy, and if you feel comfortable enough, let's do it right now in front of the people, because I want them to see how I manage firsthand, and I want them to see also firsthand how I value employees' opinions, because I don't have a monopoly on every great idea. I think why I've been successful and why the organization has been successful is, number one, we listen to our people, our customers, and we believe in continuous learning. And she pretty much said, I don't know that I'm comfortable doing it here, but if you want me, I will. And I said, I'm going to ask you once again, can you do it here? And she went through three or four examples, and I said, oh my God. Sometimes the obvious is not so obvious. And I have to tell you, she probably cut about 9 months off our timeline. I think we would have been 9 months behind where we were had it not been for her just sitting back and making an observation. And the interesting thing is, I even hired a consulting firm to come in, because I was looking for the answer that maybe my team did not see, which she saw. And I called up the consulting firm and I said, I know I gave you this job, but I have to take it back because I hired another consultant who I didn't even know was a consultant. And I said, it's one of our staff people who's with us less than a year, and she's been in the profession less than 3 years. And I said, she gave me the insight that I needed to bring this, what I call the bridge. I thought the bridge was going to be about 30 miles long. It turned out to be 5 miles long. And I was very, very appreciative of her. I recognized her at our next staff meeting, gave her a $500 gift certificate, and we moved on.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Lou Grassi. And what we just learned is, if your CEO, have group breakfast and bring people out, because they will have the greatest ideas. We'll be back in a few right after this commercial break.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lou Grassi, who is the CEO and founder of Grassi & Companies, one of the largest accounting firms in America, and he actually built this from scratch. So here's the question. What was the biggest challenge that you found in building the company that you learned the lesson from that really shaped your leadership philosophy? And we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in here, and they want to learn that type of thing.
So the biggest challenge was getting my first client. Because when I started the firm, I was 25 years old. I looked like I was 16. And everyone said to me, when you graduate college, come back and see us. And I went to see some people, and I said, you know, I really started this firm because I really want to do things different in this profession. But I'm having problems because when I go out to people, they don't think I'm old enough. And he said, I have a very simple solution. He said, Lou, you need to spray gray in your hair. And if we were on TV and not radio, you would see that I'm completely gray. And I turned completely gray at 35 because God said to me at one point in time, Lou, I'll take care of this problem for you because you work hard and you don't need to go and have someone put gray in your hair anymore. So once I did that, believe it or not, we built, I was able to close my first engagement, which was a very large engagement. And it's still a client today. 35 years later, they're still a client. And they've gone through different family members, et cetera. But building an organization, each level of your organization creates unique challenges. I would say it was very exciting getting to 10 employees, which I did within a few years, but the firm I was running from 0 to 10 was very different than was from 10 to 20. So as a CEO, as somebody who's building a business, you need to know that each, what I'll call breakpoint in your corporate culture, in your corporate history, is going to present different challenges. And you'll deal with each challenge differently. And what most of us do, and I fell into the trap, is, you know, maybe I need a controller, but I don't know if I have enough money. And then what I found out is, you know, if you want to be a 20-person organization and you're a 10-person organization, act like you're a 20-person organization. Mm-hmm. Build it like a 20-person organization, and then you'll be a 20-person organization. So at every level, wherever you want to be, act as if you're there and say, this is what that organization would look like, and then become that organization today. And then just move that organization forward, move it into your plan, but make sure you empower your people, because what most of us fall into the trap is we don't empower our people enough. We don't let our people know exactly where we're going as an organization. And people can't fall into place. And again, I'm going to use the word alignment. They cannot align unless they know where you're going. And it's very critical for anyone running a professional service firm or any business to let the people know where you're going and let them know what their parts are and what's expected of them.
Are there any specific dashboard elements that you think business owners should be looking at to make sure they can accomplish that? When they wake up in the morning, what are the first metrics they should look at?
Well, depending on their business, there is...
And I know you're huge in construction and real estate, but you do six verticals.
Yes. We have six industry groups within the firm. But, well, first of all, every CEO or every CFO needs to know how much money they have. They need to know how much cash there is. I don't spend more than 20 seconds a week on it, but as CEO of this organization, I get a dashboard that comes on my screen every time I turn it on. I see where our cash is, where our receivables are. And again, many people would say, well, that's a CFO function. Yeah, it is. But as CEO, I want to see where that is. I want to see, we sell time, so I want to see where our charge hours are according to budget for the previous week. then I want to do something that I think everyone should do. Walk around your organization, and you'll know the mood of your organization. You'll get, if people are in alignment with what's going on, and if you walk around, and I call it management by walking around, I can learn more about my organization in 10 minutes walking around the organization. I know who's happy, who's unhappy, who has issues. I'll call the people that I believe have issues because they have a frown on their face. And many, I would say, I'm not 100% correct because everyone just may not feel good. But I called a lot of people in my office after I walk around and I said, could you come in? I want to see you. Is everything okay? I just want you to know I'm concerned about you. You just don't look yourself today.
So what do? You see visually on their face something? Is that, you know, looking in their eyes, their mouth?
As CEO, you need to know your people. They're going to say to themselves, you know what? I have a CEO that really cares about me. Because he went out of his way to say, I want to know if you're okay. Because if you're not okay, how can I help you? And that's a powerful thing when you have an organization of people. Now, if you're Jamie Dimon and, you know, and have several hundred thousand people across the country, he can't do it. But he could put something like that in place so that each of his regional guys can do it, because these are all powerful principles. And the more engaged you are with their people, the more engaged they're going to be in the business.
About 30 seconds left. What is it you're proudest of in your career and with your organization?
Our people. We have amazing people. Without them, we could not have become the firm we are. We really believe we're different because we really, really care about our clients and we really, really care about our mission. And our mission is to keep our people engaged and our clients happy and to always want to exceed what they anticipate from us.
Well, Lou, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much.
You know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com. www.painrelief.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Glenn Friedman. How are you, Glenn?
Hi, Robert. Pleased to see you today.
And Glenn is the co-CEO of PragerMatis. It's the 10th largest international accounting firm. So let's just talk about what the business of PragerMatis really stands for and what you do.
Well, we're at its core a traditional accounting firm. And then off that accounting firm, we have what I call bolt-ons, or what possibly others call aggregation. We have a wealth management group, we have a consulting group, an advisory group, we have an IT company, and in scope, we're international. We have an office in the UK that's been there since 1967, we have an office in LA, and we have an international alliance all over the world.
And what's really interesting, what you're going to be listening to, is a story of how someone built, really from scratch, an organization by putting different pieces together. So how many times have you gone through mergers in your career?
Well, I've lost count, but somewhere between 40 to 50.
40 to 50. How do you do a merger?
Well, it does become somewhat, organized, and we do them similar but different each time. First, you assemble a team. In the beginning, certainly the team was limited to perhaps myself. But you can't do it alone. And the more you do, the bigger the team needs to be. And that's everything from a transition team to an acquisition team to attorneys that you that have come to know you intimately and you can rely on. And then you need the indulgence of your partners, because each time you do this, you're really putting stress on the organization and you're really calling upon your partners to be understanding and to see the long-term vision.
Well, how do you really get people who are entrepreneurs, and how do you convince to bring them in, bring their practice in to grow?
Well, some of that is brought on by the competition of the marketplace. Some of it is brought on by the aging in our profession. Some of it is just brought on because there are other people out there that have a vision and they can buy into your vision. And frankly, they develop a comfort and a trust with you. And the initial meeting is so important. And I have a partner that we has done this over and over with me. And we always say we're a great first date. It's so important, that date, that initial contact. A person has to really feel comfortable to turn something over to you that they've spent their life building, and you have to really respect that.
So you're looking for truth.
Truth and trust.
Expertise, truth and trust. So what's, when you're interviewing someone, is there any one thing, any one practice that you do where you know that you could trust the person? Any questions you ask, any things you look for? Because we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in now, and they're looking to hire people all the time and bring them into a practice.
So you have to go with your instincts, and we haven't always succeeded. There have been some missteps along the way, and we always, during those moments of misstep, you sit and wonder, what were the questions you missed, or what was it in the conversation you didn't, you know, grab onto and say, hey, this is really not for us. Until you're married, you're not married. And until you're with somebody, you really don't know those people. And so you can do all the due diligence. We're numbers people. That's what we do. But in the end, it's really about people. And if it's going to work, frankly, it's going to work on a handshake. And in the old days, it used to be a handshake. Today, it's not a handshake.
So you talked about mistakes. Give me an example. Like, what's a mistake that happened, and what did you learn from going through the experience?
Well, when it comes to the merger and acquisition side, you learn that everybody believes they're a team player, but it really is a definition of what a team player is. Folks will get in here, and you know what? They all have good intentions, and they're all good people at their core. But their idea of what the team is and our idea of what the team is could wind up being at odds.
Well, how would you define? This is people want to know. How do you define a team player?
Okay, so when you're dealing with entrepreneurs and people that have been used to running their own show, and they come in to a team, it's very hard for them to adjust. And I can't, you know, overstate how important it is for them to understand that a team is made up of positions, and everybody has their position. Everybody's important. And I frankly don't believe that just because I may be the co-CEO of this organization, that I need to be the highest compensated person in this organization. But at the same time, it's a pyramid. And you need to understand that you're going to have input after you join the firm, but you're no longer at the top of that pyramid.
Well, you just said something brilliant, which is that everyone has a position. And in baseball, if you try to get the first baseman, and let's say it's the top first baseman, you know, or you get Bryce Harper and say, oh, I want you to pitch. Well, he's not going to perform well because that's out of position.
Correct.
And that's a great thing to look for.
Correct. And when you're looking for mergers, you look for position players. You look for what your weaknesses are. You look to enhance those weaknesses. It's just like sports. I've learned so much from sport and from art when it comes to running an organization. And I think I didn't really start to enjoy or appreciate sport until I was able to equate it to what I enjoyed so much, which is building an organization.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Glenn Friedman, who is the co-CEO of PragerMatis, which is a top 10 international accounting firm. And we're really talking about how you build organically and then build through acquisition other companies.
Correct.
So what would you say PragerMatis is best known for? I know obviously you guys are great at mergers and acquisitions. You're experts at that. Are there any other practices that you have that you feel you have a unique, very strong value proposition?
Well, we're fairly diversified. We have a wealth management group. We have a family office. We have trust and estate group. Our geography is like no other firm our size. We span from the UK to LA, and we are looking for an acquisition, for instance, in the Miami area.
We have listeners there.
There you go. Call into this show. So for us, and the way we differentiate ourselves, I mean, think about a bank. It's very hard to differentiate yourself if you're a bank. Well, it's not that easy for an accounting firm either. But for us, we believe that LA is a portal to Asia. We believe that the UK is a portal to the rest of Europe and to the Middle East. And we're looking for Miami to be a portal to South America. We're not looking to be in every sort of, you know, hamlet in the United States.
So actually, this is an example of being a highly leveraged firm where every move you make is really strategic. If you're not the biggest player in the world, then every place you go has to have additional access and leverage.
It does, although technology today has sort of changed the game a little bit. You know, it brings us all a lot closer. Real estate isn't as important. We're trying to learn from people that have greater resources and may not always be working in the same city together. And that's new to our profession. In the service industry, there's probably more offshoring today than people really know or understand, and that's certainly new to our industry. So it's a changing time, and it's a very interesting time.
Okay, let's talk about the whole accounting field. How do you see accounting changing in today's environment where so many accounting firms are becoming consulting firms?
Well, there's massive consolidation. I always thought it was consolidating 25 years ago. Today, it's still consolidating. You see a lot of moves at the top, a lot of consolidation at the top. You see, you know, top 50 firms becoming top 30 firms. We have an aging population. They say that the top 70% of our profession will be ready for retirement over the next 12 years.
Seriously, you're saying the whole accounting profession is going to be retiring soon?
Eligible for retirement. People are working longer, but I would say this, that I don't want to get into national issues, but I think there's a national issue when you have that many people in a profession that'll be at retirement age, and not a lot of people coming into the profession. I think it's a great place for a young person with an aptitude. Now, as far as consulting services, most firms are growing in the consulting area. I think something like 90% of the growth is really in non-traditional accounting firm services.
We're about to take a break. We're with Glenn Friedman, and we're hearing about the growth of accounting. When we come back, you're going to hear a fascinating insight on art and what you could learn from art for your business. Back in a few.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. Do you really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Glenn Friedman, who is the co-CEO of PragerMatis, which is a top 10 international accounting firm. And I want to shift for a second. We're talking about business. We're talking about how accounting is growing. But you and I have spoken in the past. You told me about an insight. I know you're very interested in the arts. And you were telling me about your wife and painting. Just share that insight and how that relates to business.
Right. So when I enjoy the arts, which I do from an aesthetic standpoint, I also think about how it applies to what I do. And I honestly do believe that what I do is an art and not a science. And I believe leadership is an art and not a science. So when I've been married for a fairly long time, and my wife is an artist, and what she taught me through her medium is that she likes to paint in oil. And one day I said, why do you like painting in oil so much? And she said, well, when you paint in acrylic, it dries almost instantaneously, and you can't work it. But when you paint in oil, you can move it around on the canvas. It takes a long time to dry. You can work it until you get it right. And I thought to myself, boy, that's real interesting. And from that day on, I really looked at our firm as an oil painting and not as an acrylic painting.
That is fantastic. So any of you listen in, think about these analogies. Look at your firm as an oil painting. So how is that manifesting itself here? We're sitting down, in full disclosure, in the New York office, which is right across from Madison Square Garden. How does that manifest itself in your organization, being an oil painting?
Well, it means we're always evolving. So I can give you an example. About 3 or 4 months ago, one of our partners came to me and he said, you know, my wife's family's from South Carolina. I'm really looking for a change of lifestyle. How would you feel if I moved to South Carolina? And I think in most environments, maybe that wouldn't work. And most firms would be like, well, you know, we'll see you around. I sat back and I said, look, how does that live within our changing world with the technology in the world? And I said, you know what? I want you to go and do this. And what I'm going to do is I want to create a managing partner in charge of remote officing or our virtual office.
A managing partner involved of in charge of the virtual office.
Correct.
That's fascinating.
And I said, and what I want you to do is I want you to start taking notes from the day I say go on the technological challenges you've had, on the staffing challenges you've had, on the client challenges you've had, and then we're going to come back together and we're going to figure out ways that we can educate and teach the future people that are going to come to us and say, we don't want to be across from Madison Square Garden anymore, because I believe the future is virtual, and we're going to be faced with those kinds of decisions repeatedly, not just once. So instead of just dismissing his request, I tried to look at it in an ever-changing environment, just like that oil painting.
Wow, that's great. Listen to that. All of you listening in, being trusted, significantly more important than being liked. And that's one of the key tenets of being a great CEO. Okay, so talk more about your leadership philosophy. What is your vision for the firm? Now you're already at the point where you've grown to a pretty significant size, but you still could grow a lot more. What is your vision for the firm?
Well, I mean, I've recently changed my own work habits. Okay, for instance, I always believed that you have to lead with your feet and you have to manage with your feet. And when I was in charge of just one location or one office, that was easy, right? I got up out of my desk, I walked around, I talked to everybody in the organization, I took everybody to lunch, and trust me, you learn a lot more from the team than you do from your partners. Okay, so today with 8 offices, what I've really tried to re-educate myself and realign myself to understanding is that I can no longer just walk around one office. So my new schedule is, and my commitment is, to getting out to each office on a weekly basis.
It's not easy, though, doing that.
It's not easy, and frankly, the older you get, the harder it gets.
I remember I was interviewing Bill Marriott, and I said, you know, what do you do? He said the same thing. Maybe he learned from you. Who knows? But he said, I said, you have 1,900 real CEOs in 1,900 properties. He says, I visit them all the time. And I said, how do you know when it's when someone's really good, like CEO of the property? He says, oh, I look for their eyes. I ask them to give a workshop, and when they're looking down at the name badge of all their employees, I know they don't know their employees.
That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Look, one of the most troubling thing to me is that you do get to a place where there are so many employees that I can't really know them the way I used to know them. And that's just a reality. You know, I really want young people to understand, and I don't think they grasp it, that I didn't just start here, and our other partners didn't just start here. You know, we grew to be here, and they have those opportunities too. And so part of my day is to really try to get young people to understand that, frankly, the American dream is alive and kicking, and if you just grab that ring, you can achieve. And it's here, because I can't live forever, and they should understand that the next me or the next partner in charge of audit or tax needs to come from them. Just the math. I mean, they're accountants. You age out.
And you actually, so this is really important point. We have about a minute and a half left. So I want to ask you about the future. You said that accounting, you know, we're going to, society is going to have not enough accountants in the future. What more do you say to young people to inspire them who are interested in accounting, about the career in accounting and what it really takes to succeed, wherever they go?
Look, I think it's the same thing in every career. It takes work, hard work, and it takes commitment. And I think that if people are willing to put themselves out there and take some risk, you know, no risk, no reward, that they can really succeed. I do believe that along the way, there are people that really want to help you. And I want to be one of those people. I'm a change agent.
That's great. So what we've been hearing, we've been speaking with Glenn Friedman, who is the co-CEO of PragerMatis, and we've learned that, one, treat your organization like an oil painting because that dries slowly and you could morph it. Two, when you're thinking about teamwork, think about everyone has a different position and they have to know it. Three, when you're expanding your business, be strategic, like they're focusing on Miami because of the leverage there. Any final words of inspiration to entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I would say encourage everybody around you to challenge you. And I would add that my partners are, you know, they're not shrinking violets. I'm not a shrinking violet. And every time we're together and everything we work on together, because of the challenges, comes out the other end much stronger.
Well, great having you on the CEO Show, Glenn.
Thank you, Robert.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.